Good morning, Jai Sachidanand. We are having the satsang on January 4th, live Golden Morning Satsang series with Deepak Bhai. January 4th, 2010. This is the satsang following the Gnanvidhi yesterday, where 3,700 people received Gnan in the great hall in underneath the temple in Simadar city. Nearly 3,007. The numbers of samarpans were samarpan surrender was 1 to 1,000. Please stand up. 1,001 to 2,000. Please stand up. 2,000 to 3,700. Please stand up. And then about 115 or 20 Hindi-speaking people, followed by a few Western Mahatmas and also a couple of new Mahatmas from the West. So this is how it happened. The hall was all totally packed. The Gnanvidhi was phenomenal, absolutely amazing. Even the Mahatmas from the Western countries sitting next to me were repeating the words in Gujarati in a beautiful manner. Whether they understand it or not, you're fine. Whether they understand it or not, it's fine. There was tremendous energy in the Gnanvidhi, followed by a beautiful five agnas by Deepak Bhai, a very extended one, very detailed five agnas given to him to everybody in Gujarati. Very beautiful results this morning. Many of the Western Mahatmas are going up to the Lord upstairs, Simandar Swami, at as early as 5:30 to 6 o'clock, and bathing him, doing prakshal. When you bathe the Lord physically, it's essentially you are symbolically bathing the Lord who has arisen within you as the absolute self, and you are bathing him so that all the residual karma raj or the karma effect particles get washed away. Let me be as pure as you are, my Lord. And that is the awareness with which we bathe the Lord. Here, as Deepak Bhai enters the enters the hall, residual people here, close to about, I would say, with today being Monday morning, post Gnanvidhi satsang, most people have to go home. Most people who receive the Gnan have gone home. So we have the residual people here in Simandar city, close to about 800 to 900 people here. I thought more like 600 to 700 people still walking in a hurry as Deepak Bhai puts beautiful rope, deep rose garland over the small Simandar Swami that used to be his in his own residence before he got moved here, as he places flowers in his feet and in his thighs and bows down. I bow to Lord Simandar. I am as pure as Lord Simandar. Coming to Lord Sri Krishna, the Bhai puts a garland over him, and a couple of flowers at his toes as he bows down. I'm as pure as Lord Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Moving over to the two Gnanis, our original Gnani, the Mood Gnani, Gnani Purush Dada Shri, and Pujaniruma, Atma Gnani Pujaniruma, another garland for them of fresh roses every morning, and a whole bunch of petals being sprayed to them in the hands of Deepak Bhai. One shower for Dada Shri, one shower for Niruma, and he bows down to Dada Shri and Niruma. I'm as pure as Dada Shri and I'm as pure as Niruma. And moving over with more flowers, a whole shower of petals to the big image of Dada Shri as he looks at everybody in the hall. And Om Namah Shivaya. I am the eternal Shiva. I am Shiva. Shivoham versus Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah. Big garland going over the huge murti of Lord Simandar. And some more flowers to the Lord in his lap as well as in his hands. Uh, भगवान दादा भगवान ना असीम जय जय करो दादा भगवान ना असीम जय जय करो as he goes to his right thigh and places his hand down head down you every time deepak bhai puts his head down you should be putting your head down as the lord now coming to the far the right on the right ma amba the goddess who delivers all from any unnaturalness of the prakriti and may I be as natural as you my goddess coming over to padmavati devi the goddess who ensures that anyone who is on the path of liberation will not be impeded coming to bhadrakali ma to the extreme left the one that is in badran india the goddess bhadrakali ma dada shri used to do regular yagnas once a year in her temple yagnas okay now big shower of rose petals to the dada shri's image as he turns towards us all and grants us the darshan raise your hands if you need to and just say jai sachidanand jai sachidan and he has already acknowledged you dada bhagwan may your words take hold within me because I know that they are the purest they come from the source only jai sachidanand and as we sit down about 20 western mahatmas a group all absorbing every word of the gnani post gnanvidhi satsang but if you have any questions from the western group please write them down or send them over or go there with your microphone whatever you want to do if if you go there then Sirish bhai will translate if necessary over there I'll remain here with the group if you have any questions please go there this is not working
maybe the battery
maybe the batteries okay we'll find out jai sachidanand jai sachidanand jai sachidanand jai sachidanand so as we await changing the batteries in the transmitter namo vitragai namo arihantanam namo siddhanam namo ayariyanam namo vatsayanam namo loye sava sahanam aso pancha namakaro sava pava pranashano मंगलानं च सर्वे परमं हवै मंगलम् ओम आय जय सच्चिदानंद आई बाउ टू द इटर्नल लॉर्ड विद इन यू द हू रिसाइड्स विद इन यू विद अ सेंस ऑफ एब्सोल्यूट वननेस एंड टोटल ओबेसेंस जय सच्चिदानंद द अवेयरनेस ऑफ द इटर्नल इज ब्लिस हाउ मेनी पीपल आर हियर इन हू स्पीक हिंदी हु रिसीव्ड ज्ञान यस्टरडे देयर आर अबाउट 5 और 6 हैंड्स रेज्ड द रेस्ट हैव लेफ्ट who are the ones who have taken gnan in English and they're sitting up front some of them okay and there are in Gujarati there did you meditate at night as you fell asleep that I'm pure soul I'm pure soul I'm pure soul did you meditate that way and yes now the self has awakened within you Now from here on your worldly interactions is only to settle those files with equanimity what is your name this is the person who has received gnan in Gujarati Ashwin is now separate and I am pure soul that awareness has to remain has taken hold Ashwin whatever work Ashwin is doing Ashwin will need the inner energies to do inner prompting and that will come from scientific circumstantial evidences you are the observer of what is happening the more you remain in the yagnas the higher will be your energies and the separation and the bliss if something somebody is hurt by Ashwin make Ashwin do pratikraman and every morning make the decision the firm decision that I want to remain in the 5 yagnas of Dada Shri how many so 50% slowly understand it exactly so that you can be in Agnas even more. If somebody is hurt, do pratikraman. Somebody is hurt, continue. Make him do pratikraman. Make Siddhartha do pratikraman. Make Nada do pratikraman. Make the firm decision that I want to remain in Agnas every morning. Somebody will say, I am an old Mahatma, I don't need to do it. No, you especially need to do it. Deepak Bhai, even if you are 35 years old, 70 years old, you not have to make your meal a breakfast every morning. In the same way, this is the spiritual breakfast, which is to really do the Pratha Vidhi, the early morning Vidhi. And before we were knocking around with everyone in darkness, walking and clashing with everyone in darkness. Now the light has arisen within. There is no reason that you should collide or clash or even bump with anyone. I want to remain as the S capital self. I do not want to hurt anyone. And so the Siddhartha is eating his butter and toast, and you are doing the inner vidhi. Ask for the shaktis, ask for the energies. This is your spiritual breakfast. This is your spiritual lunch. This is your spiritual dinner. The vidhi is your food. And always, all day long, just separate it, relative and real, relative, real. And all day you should have this awareness of the relative and the real. Agna 1, Agna 2. Every day. And then if somebody is hurt or somebody hurts you, and then pratikraman, then you have some free time, there is nothing to do, then at that time, then something may have happened before, earlier that day. Look at it again, look at it in the true light of the knowledge. And then take each and every one, and then whenever you have free time, take each and every individual that you've met in your life and clear any residual accounts of dvesh or rag. Mostly dvesh, mostly aversion, mostly negativities, mostly anger, mostly conflicts. Next one. Now he's taking up questions now, Deepak Bhai. First question. Somebody with a lot of questions, like 5-page questionnaire. And then remain in the company of satsang, in the touch of satsang. And then the verse, Siddhartha's account, Bharat's account is under now SCE, not under your responsibility anymore. If you remain in the five agnas, the world of Bharat is under SCE. So the gentleman, the old gentleman. This is the old gentleman who was there asking a bunch of questions yesterday or day before, I believe. And now he is asking a few more deeper level questions. He's standing, he's a little hard of hearing, so because he does not understand the answers of Deepak Bhai, so he's going to sit in the front. He's been given a chair. He's close to 80, I believe, 75 to 80. Page 196. Now he's quoting from a book. I don't know which book. If The qualities have to be purified is the question. It says, why, if you are pure, then why should the qualities be purified? It says, Deepak Bhai says that the veils make it impure. It is the veils that bring it. Now you have, today you have the knowledge that I am pure. But then do not say, oh, my garage is burning. But your ability to see has not been tainted. Your ability to see and know is not been tainted. But your vision, which says this is mine, is the tainted vision, and therefore that impure qualities of the self and the impure beliefs of the self are the ones that are, that impurity is the veil, and that veil has to be removed. You are pure yourself. In this Jnanvidhi, the ignorance is shattered. The original awareness is the one with its own internal qualities. However, the projection of the knowing seeing qualities get tainted when it enters into the state where it says, oh, this is this way and this is this way. It says that from which the knowledge or ignorance arises, that portion has not been spoiled, and therefore ignorance can be converted into knowledge. So now he is reading Aptavani 3, which has got a lot of details about the qualities of the self as capital. I don't know, I can't hear the gentleman. Now, of course, now they're asking, Deepak Bhai is asking for Aptavani 3 now, because we'll have to go for Aptavani 3. He is handing his Aptavani 3. This Aptavani 3 has not yet been translated in English. It has got, the first half has got all the qualities of the pure soul, and the second half has got the life without conflict, which we have translated. The chit is, Dada Shri says, chit is impure gnan darshan, and it is under the realm of the intellect. The intellect makes the decision on that which is essentially impure from the perspective of purity. P capital. So whatever, and these are all phases of the intellect only. So the chit trails the intellect. Intellect is the ego first decides, I am Siddharth. And then he says, I'm an engineer. And so the intellect of the engineer will arise and says, I can see this, this is the way it should be constructed. And so the intellect will, and the chit follows along the way. And so whatever the intellect sees, intellect decides, the chit will then see the various materials, the pipes, etc. being laid. As the chit cannot make the decision, the chit shows all the various phases of how the project has to be constructed, and then the intellect keeps on making the decisions. And so the intellect is the main thing within which guides the chit, which is impure or worldly, or in this case the worldly engineering project. And so as soon as then the intellect can only show that which is not of the world only, the relative. It can never show of the S capital self or Atma. And there in the Jnanvidhi, once he awakens, and then it transcends the intellect, and therefore the intellect now, if you will, kind of takes hold within the self as capital, and so it returns, and now the S capital self energy, which is prajna, that now starts taking over. And that is, and should the chit, which is purified chit, is now a phase only, whereas the original self is absolutely pure with knowledge and vision only. So then the more one remains in this S capital self realm, the chit becomes purer and impurer. So what is the difference between impure chit and pure chit? Yes, the pure, that which comes towards the S capital self, is pure chit. That which sees the pure in everyone is the pure chit. That which sees the self in everyone is the pure chit. That which applies the agnas, five agnas, and remains in the five agnas is the pure chit. The rest of the chit is impure, because it is under the influence of worldly effects of the ego intellect complex. It is under, and that relative chit is under the influence now of Vyavasthit, whereas the purified chit, who is part of the inner vision, which is now purified. So after Jnanvidit, the chit separates into the impure chit, which is worldly, and the purifying chit, and the constantly purifying chit, which goes towards the S capital self. Do you have any other questions? Deepak Bhai is asking him. Supposing a Mahatma gets hurt, then he gets pain, there is suffering of pain. Is that Sanghi Chetana? What is Sanghi Chetana? That means if he is asking a whole bunch of questions now, with his switched from the physical pain aspects versus Sanghi Chetana. Sanghi Chetana is like, in other words, when somebody gives you a blow or somebody pokes you, then the awareness is there, but you are also aware of the pain from the jab or the blow that somebody gave you. And then he's moved on to the third question of Lord Mahavir, when they put nails in his ears, he cried out and he made a big noise, like a big cry of pain. Deepak Bhai says that is correct, because the body complex has got the ego. The ego is separate from the S capital knower, and so when the Lord was tortured and tormented, the body naturally had its reactions of ego reactions, because the ego is of the non-self complex, and therefore even after one becomes fully enlightened, there is the awareness of the physical suffering of pain and pleasure. And but the one who is in absolute knowledge is simply absolutely aware of it. He is not the sufferer of it. So the body reactions will continue even at the level of absolute enlightenment, but there is no suffering, there is no sense that I am suffering. There is absolute disconnection and separation. So people say, oh, he cried out, therefore he was not in equanimity. Not true. So the Lord did cry out when the shepherd put very sharp sticks in his ears, but that was not because he was suffering. It was a natural reaction of the body. And the one with the ego, the egoistic tapasvi, or the one who is doing tapascharya, or the one who is in a heavy renunciation mode, he will through his ego not utter a sound, whereas the egoless one will let the body behave naturally. It says through anger and pride, that is I, and through greed and deceit, it is my. So the anger, pride, deceit, greed, this I and my happens, and he is the sufferer, and that I am this body and I'm suffering. And it is, so then something happens to the body, he says it's happening to me. But see, really the ego is only making the egoism that it is happening to me. In fact, the body of Mangal Das is suffering, but he says I did it. He went to the toilet, the body goes to the toilet, he says I went to the toilet. The body eats, he says I ate. The body is moving around and touring, and he says I went to this country and this country. So this is the wrong belief. And so the one who says I did this thing is because it's the intellect ego complex that says I went there, I went to this country, I sat in satsang, I listened to the satsang, etc. The knower of the intellect is the self, is prajna. As the prajna is the knower of the intellect. It says, are you saying that the intellect cannot? The intellect is the knower of the five senses. And these indriyas, the senses are effective on the body. The intellect receives the knowledge, the ego reacts to it, saying, I did it this way or I did it that way. So, So this is a bunch of stuff happening within the body complex, and so the intellect, and in the intellect therefore always takes the side of Mangaldas, which is the body complex, and that is the ignorant bhavo. And it says that the Gnani does not have intellect. What does it mean when it says the Gnani does not have intellect? So if the Gnani does not have intellect, will he not know that he has eaten something? Because the intellect is the one that decides. No, it says, because the Gnani Bhavo is the one who is at 356 degrees. He has become the Gnani awakened one. He is aware of everything. Yes, they do have. The Gnani has intellect, but the intellect is not at all interfering. The Gnani has the intellect. It does not interfere. It does not cause any kashas. It does not cause any faults. It does not cause any disturbance. It does not enter into the body complex. It does not become asahaj or unnatural. The Gnani has intellect, but there is no role of that intellect, because there is the full light of the prajna that is that. Going on within the Gnani. The Gnani has the intellect, but it is discharging and dissipating, and it is without any interfering nature. The Gnani has 4 degrees of intellect left. That intellect is the one that makes him wear clothes. Yes, yes. Now, such a one, who takes care of the Gnani? Are there the celestial beings here? Yes, the celestial beings are taking care of the Gnani. It is a way, and his working, inner working, is at a very subtle level only. And there are 3 types of suffering. Are they all of the non-self complex? Are they phases of the non-self? And the phases of the intellect and the phases of the ego? Let's take the... What are the 3 types of suffering? Physical suffering, kashai suffering, and sense sufferings. Indriya suffering, which is sense sufferings as well as physical suffering, is also all of the non-self complex. Kashai suffering is under your control. You have a certain... Why? Wow. Paryaya means phases. But when there are pure phases and impure phases, when you say I am absolutely pure and I am on this side of the line and I am not with anything of the kashais or the ego or the intellect complex, then it is pure pariyais, pure phases. But any wherever there is any slightest effect that arises in the inner silent pond or then they are called the peripheral pariyais or the peripheral or the external phases. So prajna knows when the intellect mixes with the phases of the correction, the ego mixes with the phases of the intellect, and kashais arise. Pariyai, what is pariyai? A person who is sitting on his seat in the cinema, and does he not watch the cinema as it is seeing, and he sees the love scene, then he sees the fight scene, etc. He's saying it through his phases. He's seeing the phases. His knowledge phases, albeit be ignorance, the phases of the ignorant knowledge is doing so. Then he gets high with the actor when he is very happy. He gets depressed with the actor when the actor is depressed. So therefore his phases are also even though he's the knower and the seer, his phases are changing in the impure realm, whereas in the pure realm his faces do not change. Aptavani 1 talks about the electrical body and the subtle body. What is electrical body? Electrical body is the electrical energy that is involved in the physical aspects of the running of the peripheral complex of the body, the circulation, respiration, digestion, mentation, etc. All the electrical events in the body that are happening, That is the electrical body. Then there is the subtle body, which is the one which is the kashai body, which is the, and then there is the effective body, which is the one that receives the effects of these five senses. And then through the electrical body, the effects arises. Your toe gets touched, you know, somebody is touching my toe. If somebody crushes the toe, there is a heavier pain. And then somebody says, hey, you're an idiot. Then who is the one who receives it? It's the intellect that receives it. The one who does not have the intellect will not receive it. He will not even understand that this person is cursing me. So it's the intellect. And so if the peripheral organ is not working very well, he will not hear it. So there are so many things. But it's the intellect that receives all the effects. It is the intellect that immediately receives the effect and counter-reacts. It's the intellect. As the impure chit becomes pure, the mind becomes exhausted. No, currently. Deepak Bhai says, no, there is no connection between Shuddha Chit and impure Chit. The Chit of the Antakaran is impure, the Chaman Buddhi Chit Ahankar that we talk about. And then the pure Chit is the Gnan Darshan, is the vision that you have attained in the Gnan Vidhi. The two have got nothing to do with each other. And if your chit gets stuck into something worldly in this life, even though it's not with you, it attracts subatomic particles, and the effect of will come in the next life. He is still confusing between the peripheral chit and the pure chit of the self as capital on this side of the line of demarcation. He says, Deepak Bhai says, no, the two are different. Let's take some other questions. We have taken your questions. Deepak Bhai says, can I ask more questions? He says, no, these Hindi people have to go, so will you please give them some time? In charging. When there is bhav intention, the external subatomic particles are attracted to you. And discharge, what happens in, what is the process in discharge when these subatomic particles are, when external events come, and when the external events are discharging? No, who attracts the external events? It is the inner, with the charged subatomic particles that exist within you react to the external circumstances. And so when those two all to get together, supposing there is sexuality within you because the subatomic particles of sexuality attracted in the last life, then when the evidences of sexuality arise in front of you, then the sexual event happens. And so, but he says, in discharge means, what is discharge? Discharge means there is no real further interest in it. It is just discharging. So, but bhav intense. From bhav is the intent, and then dravya, the jalebi will come, the bhav. And then when the jalebi comes in front of you, when you are in front of a sweet shop, you see jalebis, you will be, the bhav that was inside now rises as an effect. He says, I want jalebi. The person next to you doesn't want jalebi. So when the jalebi or the anything that is attractive or sweet arises in front of you, it is because you have the inner subatomic particles from past life, therefore the connections. And so when he receives the jalebi and he eats it, then shata arises, the pleasure arises. And that shata is the effect. And so why does he feel there is a sense of satisfaction. And so the desire is a burning, and when the desire is fulfilled, there is the quenching of the desire. And so this is the cause and effect. So whenever you desire something, that is an inner fire that has not been fulfilled yet, and therefore it is awaiting the fulfillment. And that means it is going to, the evidence is going to arise in front of you, and at that time it will be fulfilled. So as you eat the jalebi with a full gusto, and if you do not keep this awareness that it is Siddharth who is enjoying this sweet thing, not I, then there will be a residual sense of, I want more of it, I want more of it, I more want more of it. So the disconnection is really the exact pratyakyana has to be done. You should tell Siddharth, sir, now you have enjoyed it, what's there in it? Do you want it again? Do you want to come back next life for it again? Or do you want to be done with it? And slowly, slowly memories, such sweet pleasures will just fall away. Yeah, it is through the awakened awareness that even when you are enjoying the beautiful things and the pleasant things, you are aware of the one who is enjoying. The eater is eating, the one who is enjoying is the enjoyer. And then, but you see, supposing, in other words, the real nikal, the real dissipation of a karma is to see it in the light of the awakened awareness and to be done with it. And so otherwise it remains pending, because when it comes in front of you, you become Siddhartha and say, wow, how nice, I want to have more of it. Then you have just kept it pending. You're not going to charge new karma, but you are still not quite done with the discharge of it as it is meant to be discharged. Okay, so this is the thing. He says there are millions of hundreds of thousands of sperms, but only one sperm fertilizes an ovum. After it's discharged, then they have a life of 4 or 5 hours only, and then they die. And even in the ovum, it is a cell only. It is not. But when the cell and the ovum, when they join together. At that moment, those are not really living beings. But the life arises within it, when the combination of it, then a new life arises within it. So, supposing when you throw out a heavy duty thick snot of cough from your mouth outside, initially it is inert, but then pretty soon life arises within that junk of snot or whatever that's lying on the floor, because there are subjects. New life is constantly arising and dying everything around you. In the same way, in the discharges of our body, life is arising. Because new food arose, because the ovum and the sperm got fertilized, there is food. It is now you have an embryo, one cell. It's a cell, and then it has got food components in it. And as soon as the embryo is formed, at the time of fertilizer, the new life is formed. When life arises in something which has been discharged, what does it mean? They have asangni panchindriya. There is one cell, two sense indriya. There are some five sense indriyas. There are some life that arises without a father and a mother, and there is some life that arises spontaneously with a father and mother element in it. And so life, in the biology of life, there is some life that arises without a male and a female element, spontaneously. And then there is another which has got the female and the male component, which is half-half component. And then the soul from a previous life enters into it, and new life enters into it. The body keeps changing, but the self is the same in that. I am very, very thankful to you for answering so many of my questions. Now the gentleman says, Deepakbhai says, good. Okay, so now, next question, next. Somebody from Hindi will... Question from Hindi. What are you? Before 1 o'clock, will I get some personal time with you? She said, why don't you write down your critical question and then we will see about it. What have you said? This is the mother of the little girl. How should I interact with my daughter now? She's asking after the Gnan Vidhi. How should I interact? That she is a file and you have to settle with equanimity and not hurt her. If she gets hurt, here is this daughter standing up here in front of us. Then, and don't see any faults in her. And if you hurt her, then do pratikraman. Remain in the five agnas every day. And then recognize that she is a file and... And she is, if she does something, she has not done it, it is her SCE that is done it. She is flawless. She is without faults. Whatever has happened is justice. It's vyavasthit. And recognize that if there is any odd behavior on her part, try to recognize that it is her underlying understanding that will have to change before it comes into a conduct. But she doesn't listen to me. Then if she doesn't listen to you, then leave her alone. Let her go. Don't keep that opinion that she doesn't listen to me, because that is a negative one. Say, like, move into the positive. At least focus on those matters where she listens to you. You are living with ego, he says. You said I have left it. No, you are living it with ego. You think you have left it, but you really haven't left it from within. He says, you are trying to cuddle your child, but what if you really keep on cuddling your child so heavily that you squeeze it too much? So if she doesn't, just let go of everything. She's a pure soul only. She's almost an adult now, is she not? All words are ego only, nothing else. Every word is an ego. There she goes into her again. She does this, she does that. But again, we go around in circles with her. But she does it wrong. So what are you going to do, ask Deepak bhai? Do you have any keys? Do you have any special keys? Why don't you use those keys? I'm telling you, look at her pure soul. And whatever you want to talk to her about it, send a silent message to her pure soul. Don't talk to your daughter openly. And send your pure intentions to the pure soul within her. That is the way of communication, not the external one, which has been a total failure. Number three, and then up until now, whatever hurt that and opinions, negativity and errors that you have seen in your daughter, wipe them off through pratikraman. Do you understand? Did you take Nan? Yes. Okay, her microphone. Now the daughter. Do you understand that you are pure soul? What is? My name is Neha. Do you recognize that Neha is separate and I'm separate? I understand. But I'm not sure how my mom is going to approach me now. She says, I don't know how my mom is going to approach me. He says, you should just recognize that you're pure soul. Whatever mom is telling is going to tell Neha only, not to you. No. It is your thinking. Now Deepak is going to go into a heavier mode. I understand there is nice talks going on. He says, even Nan, she is putting Nan with good and bad talks only. He says, this good and bad business is the biggest fault. The biggest error in my book is your good and bad. Get rid of this good and bad business that you're hanging on to. Get rid of your opinion that this is good and this is bad. Move away from this good and bad business. And move away that she has to do it and she doesn't have to do it. Move away from that. What are you? Why are you trying to guide her daughter? He says, you see, in other words, this is the path that goes to the canteen, this is the path that goes this way. Why do you, don't use your intellect with reference to your daughter anymore. You have received the prajna. And this is the biggest error of most mothers. They are constantly on the case of their children and their young adult children. Show her the love. Will you remember that I will not have any opinions about it? She says, I've left it. She says, now you're saying I have left it is the ego. I have given you. You just now said that she doesn't listen. And now you said you have left it. Where? Do you understand? But you says, but you are very saying it after I have said it is your fact that you have not let go. He says, whatever needs to be said to your daughter, do you tell her once a year? Do you tell her that three times a day? You tell her three times a day instead of telling her only once in a year. Yes. Well, you should be talking to her only once in a year, trying to correct her. You're doing it 3 times. I tell her 5 times a day. I'm trying to correct her 5 times a day. But whether you throw her 5 stones or 50, they are all hurting her, are they not? But you are now, she has taken glance, so now... He says, now remain positive. Deepak Bhai telling her, don't let mom deal with her gnan and you deal with your gnan. Don't try to see faults of your mom when she is not in gnan, when she sees. So now she is bringing file 4, another younger son now. She has moved from this daughter to the son. Then Deepak Bhai says, understanding, you capital, larger you understanding, larger you understanding, larger you understanding, inner understanding, that is all. No talk, understanding only, that is needed. You move away from this idea that this is the way it should be and this is not the way it should be. No talk. Samaj, 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 samaj. Understanding, understanding, understanding. Keep watching Niruma, keep watching Niruma, keep watching Niruma. He says, when you watch Niruma, do you not make the inner understanding that this is the way it should be? So it is the understanding. Don't try to enter into the change of the conduct mode. Changing the conduct mode never happens without the change in the understanding. So send the silent signals, the prayers to the pure soul within her. And whatever your daughter tells you, listen to your daughter a little bit. He says, why? Dadashri has said that. If I see you, Dadashri says, if I see you at fault, and if I become emotional, if I become emotional when I talk to you, and then if I do anything to try to improve you, it is a totally dead wrong approach. I must be absolutely, my inner pawn must be absolutely silent before I move into the mode of trying to even help you at all. If I am slightly disturbed, and none of my words will be helpful. You have to look. And he says, when I am looking at your pure soul, when I am not the owner of these words that are flowing through the medium of Deepak Bhai, then I am not looking at you at fault at all, then whatever words arise from this medium, they are going to help you. That is the law. But if I see any mistakes of you, then I am in an error mode. I cannot help you. I have to be absolutely free from these words that are flowing in your direction. And so... She says, you will definitely attain this thing. You've got a nice... Yes, it is good that she's got positive attitude. Yes. And then later on when she gets married, then all your that junk of this haggling and haggling will continue even after her marriage. Do you want that? Her marriage? You see? So recognize that because you are so critical about your daughter, if she sees any man who is complimentary to her, she will fall in love with him. She will fall for him, whether he is suitable or not is immaterial. Because you are so critical about your daughter, to your daughter, you are so nagging to your daughter, your daughter, as soon as she goes out in the world, she is going to fall for the first person who starts to treating her with roses and with nice words, etc. So do you want that? So be very, very careful in terms of how you approach. And now you start telling the young lady here, whatever, if Neha hurts mom, if mom is upset because of you, Neha has to do pratikraman. Do you understand Neha? This is Neha has, you need to rise above Neha and be aware. Start seeing your mom as without faults. Separate your mom and her pure soul, etc. And slowly both of you will have to come into the 5 agnas and stop. And first of all, for both of you, no speaking, no verbal back and forth, and just land and ask for the pure energies of the 5 agnas from within and move forward. These 5 agnas are the most critical things for the two of you and for all of us. Okay, Jai Sachidanand. So I think Kirti Prajapati, next question. Oh yeah. Tomorrow is the time for Western Mahatmas. Go ahead and say it. Oh, please get your questions ready for tomorrow. Huh? For tomorrow for Deepak Bhai. What are questions? A question here? I received Gnan yesterday and Satsang yesterday. He has made some personal complaint written. Deepak Bhai is not elaborating it. Deepak Bhai is just saying remain in the five agnas, don't see faults of others. You just have to decide that you want to do the best. In the relative, you have to do your best, and then the time, space, evidences of sesi will come forward. If you have good intentions, you will get good nimits come in front, come to you. So always be 100% with reference to your inner intentions in any work that you want to do at the relative level. And no negativity at all when you want to proceed at the relative level. If you are sincere in your relative, then it will shatter all obstructions. Sincerity is the most critical thing, and purity of intent in the relative. And then asking, and if you have obstructions, then sending silent messages to the one who is obstructing, who is the relative obstructor. And therefore you have done everything. Positive energies, positive vows, positive intentions, and sincerity to the purpose in the relative are the key things. And then 10 minutes of Dada Bhagavan Asim Jai Jaikar Ho, as well as inner energies will get the task. And then learn to do VVPS, Vidhi, Blue Book, Vachan, reading Dada Shri's actual speech in the Aptavanis. You will get tremendous inner energies, and you will also get the answers of how to become free from entanglements in life. And next question from Hitesh. From Rajkot. It's yes. I took Gnan yesterday. It's beautiful. In the dreaming world and reality, there is a lot of difference. In the dreamy world, he used the word dreamy world. I cannot focus on one subject and follow it along. I cannot do any kind of focused activity in my life. I cannot decide, and I says forget about the earning. At least currently just focus on your study, then if you study well, then you'll get a good job and the money will flow in automatically. I cannot focus on my studies. Why don't you quietly tell me the details at your leisure, make a list of the positivities and negativities of any major tasks that you have in front of you, and then kind of focus on the positivity and then move in that direction. Do you live here? Do you live in Rajkot? When you have time, please write it down and then show it to me and inform one of us so that we can now guide you a little bit more detail. And so then we will kind of guide you in this particular direction. There is now no need to get too puzzled in your worldly situation right now. Whenever you want to make a major decision in your worldly situation, make a list of positive and negatives. Second, positive and negative. Third, positive and negative. Try to make a differentiation and then focus on the positivities, and then slowly when you study this all in a comprehensive manner, the decision will be automatic. But when you cannot see it and tease it out between positive and negative, then you really are confused yourself, and then you don't know what to do with reference to what. So just keep all the three extra items aside, that I want to earn money, then I want to earn respect, etc. What do you want to earn? Do you want to earn respect, or do you want to earn money? Or do you want liberation? Many people want to earn money because they'll be respected. because if you keep on wondering, shall I walk, shall I take a taxi, rickshaw, if you want to go someplace, then do you keep on just going back and forth between what will I do, how will I go there? Will you not just take one of the vehicles and get going? How can I really understand the energy of the escapital self and the awareness of the self? To see the faults of the self, small self, of Siddhartha, of Nada, of Gayatri, that is the awareness. And to do the pratikraman is also the awareness, because when you see the faults of the self, that calls for pratikraman. And therefore, then the Atma Shaktis will arise higher. Atma Shakti, energies of the S capital, is to see the faults of the self and to do pratikraman for it. Initially, let us start with the faults of the self. Hitesh, are you hurting anybody in life? Are you remaining in five agnas? Are you hurting? Are you becoming an instrument in the path of hurt of anybody? So that is the awareness. Reading Dada Shri and moving forward in this path. Every day reading one or two pages of Dada Shri is critical. Apart from doing the Charan Vidhi, you must read one or two pages of Dada Shri from any Aptavani book or any Dada Vani magazine. I and my wife. He says, when I talk, when I say something, my wife becomes angry. So what should I do? She becomes upset with me. Are you talking? And he says, when I talk about this Vignan to my wife, she becomes upset. No, stop it, stop it. If when you're talking about Akram Vignan to anybody and that other person becomes angry or upset, stop, stop. You're doing the wrong thing. First of all, you become still in this Gnan yourself before you start spreading this Vignan or talking about it. He says, then if you become so good, then people will say, what medicine are you taking? You have changed so much. And so we want to know more about it. Don't try to improve the other person. He has taken Gnan, his wife has not taken Gnan. And so he keeps on talking about this Gnan to his wife and he is complicating the situation. She is very heavy into Shiva and I am not into Shiva. When I talk about this Gnan of Dada to her, she gets upset. Leave it alone. And they should just tell her, no, you understand so much about Shiva, I don't understand about Shiva. You may pass her, raise her higher a little bit. And then slow. Is she interfering with your Charan Vidhi? Is she interfering with your reading Dada Vani? If you're watching TV or Niruma and Deepak Bhai, is she interfering with you? She tolerates it, does it not? Then why should you be bothered when she is doing her Shiva thing? Why are you not concerned with? Yes, just do yours, mind your own business. You think she is your wife, but she is just somebody in the home, is she not? I know she might like 70 degrees, you like 80 degrees temperature. So what are you going to do? You'll have to make adjustments. Don't try to push your viewpoint onto others. He says, and then you should send your inner intentions and send the silent signals to the pure soul that let her attain the real Shiva, the real Shiva. She is a Shiva pujari, but she does not know what Shiva is all about. Oh dear Lord Shiva, grant her the energies, her Shiva that resides within her. Grant her the energies to see it as it is. So it is the same thing. So, and she is in Paroksh Bhakti, external Bhakti, and you are in the internal Bhakti, direct Bhakti, direct devotion. So why don't you connect? You can do the internal Bhakti by connecting with her pure soul within. So you are... She is finding all kinds of excuses not to attend the Gnan Vidhi. Deepak Bhai says, fine, what's wrong with that? Nothing. Let it be. When the time is right, when the SCE evidences are right, it will happen. You should just tell her, you'll please me so much if you take Gnan. Not in an insistent way, just you have said, if you really care about me, you'll please me a lot if you take Gnan. But beyond that, no conditions on her. You should when you see Deepak Bhai says no external religious activity will give you peace forever, and therefore when unhappiness arises in your worldly religious pursuits, that person will move away from it automatically and move to a higher question answer issue, a higher question of who am I, why am I doing this, how do I move higher, how do I move towards what that which is more permanent. Yes. So please stop sending negativity and negative signals to her. Please do not continue her your nice behavior towards her. Do not become averse to her, etc. Next question. How can I get out of my physical knot of ego? I mean the inner knot of ego. Ego pride, pride related ego issues. How can I become free from pride related ego issues? And the answer is how can I be, I have a heavy knot of pride, how can I become free from that? He says it's been four years since Gnan. Before, when I used to get insulted, I could hardly sleep the whole night, but now when somebody compliments me, I feel good about it. And I'm also in a mode of, so in such a mode that I do not want anyone to insult me. So I know I have a heavy knot of pride within me. What is my? So I say, if you become I am Yogita, then you will suffer from the effects of mind, man. If you become Siddharth, then you will suffer the effects of compliments and respect when not coming to you, when you think they should be coming to you. Therefore, you are not Siddharth, so then Siddharth may get respected or disrespected. What difference does it make? Shall I tell you something very simple, says Deepak Bhai? But you believe you are something. You think you are better than the other person. You think you know it. You think you are better looking than the other guy. All of these things build up one after the other. And so when people validate and say, hey, nice looking guy, what are you doing here? So, you know, you rise high, you become Siddharth. And when somebody like feather sticks her tongue out at you, then you know you feel bad, and both are no good. So just be aware of these compliments and criticisms happening to the non-self complex, to the relative self, to Katya, to Siddharth, to Nada. Initially, let's just say, you know, and so when you don't get respected, therefore you make such a big fuss. You do all, enter into a passive-aggressive mode. You try to get more of it. It is the very hungry ego. The very hungry ego will get its food of pride from whatever means and by whatever methods, either open or deceitful. And so there is where you need to enter into a pratikrama mode. The whole problem is that you think that you are a little better than your fellow human being. And that is the beginning of man, of pride. You see? And so, and then it keeps on rising higher and higher and higher and higher. And you are setting up yourself for a very major hurt to yourself and others. And therefore, at least, move away from this is to recognize that anytime you are scornful to others, anytime you criticize others, it is really your own sense of self-worth, which is pride issues only, and you need to kind of move away from it. Yet he is seeing it from his point of view. Why do you need to say that he is wrong? Or why do you need to be so critical about the other person? These are all nothing but a whole variety of phases of the ego only, the pride ego issues. And the best way is to look at the five. The biggest medicine to dissolve pride is that the other person is a pure soul and I am a pure soul. He is dealing with his junk and I am dealing with my junk. And that is how it works out. This relative and real separation. This is the biggest way to dissolve pride issues, subtle ones to very overt ones. Therefore, somebody respects and compliments you and says, hey, how are you? Come, please sit down. You are not attracted to him, nor the one, you're not repelled by the someone who does not respect you or doesn't call your name. When I come home from work, my dad would ask me, what happened today? What happened at work today? And then he would talk to me, my dad. Then I would talk, my dad would tell me when he's seeing faults of others. And then I would understand what's going on. So then inside I feel, because my dad is just talking worldly talk, I want to say that we are wasting our time. So he says, I've given a lot of solution to my dad. He says, when your dad is talking negative things about other relative world, slowly divert the topic of the conversation and just move into satsang issues. Move the topic. Do not continue to feed the negative talk. He says, what can you do? Your dad is a guru at home. Is he not? Because he is the only one. And you are the only disciple there because you are the daughter. He says, at home is fine, but if... And do you get tired from what your dad says? Yes, I get fed up a little bit now in the last 4 years since Gnan. Is it helpful to you? If it is helpful, then proceed. If it's not helpful to you, then you slowly need to change the tone and the direction of the conversation. Do some aarti, etc. It says, if you want to make a small line smaller, you do not rub it off or make it smaller, you draw a longer line next to it, so that one becomes smaller. So this is how you approach. You don't use a rubber and make someone line smaller. Draw a longer line, that one will become. So if you want to prioritize the important things in life, then move towards that which is higher. Let us do the Vidhi for everybody now. And also, we're going to do Vidhi for everybody. All those who have received Gnan yesterday, please stand up. Elias, please stand up. Elias, and just, or here, those who received Gnan, please stand up. All of you stand up. If you need to, just please stand up. Elias, Siddhatma Chun, 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 Shuddhatma chum, 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 Shuddhatma. Jai Sachidanand, Jai Sachidanand, Jai Sachidanand. Couple of important announcements. Please keep your questions ready for tomorrow. Alicia will give you special papers to write down your questions for tomorrow. In legible, write in capital letters if you need to, in English. Anyone who is sick is welcome to visit the Amba Health Center. They have Ayurveda as well as homeopathy medicines available. Ayurveda as well as homeopathy medicines. If you're interested in homeopathy, you want to talk to the homeopathic doctor, even if you're not sick, you're welcome to go there. You're welcome to visit the Amba Health Center and kind of look, as they'll give you a guided tour of the Amba Health Center. You can talk to the homeopathic doctor, the Ayurvedic doctor, and at 10:30 a.m. we meet at the clubhouse. 10:30 in the morning, we all meet at the clubhouse. Okay, thank you.